Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by our members. Without our members, there's no way we can do this show, since we are commercial sponsor free. If you want to check out to become a member, go to otrwesterns.com. You'll see membership options on the right-hand side. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, March 22nd, 1955, and the title is Gunslinger. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
The Sheriff, he's getting closer!
This
way, Pancho Favaro! The Cisco Kid!
The Cisco Kid in our thrilling story, The Gunslinger. Riding throughout the great Southwest, unofficially helping to stamp out crime, the Cisco Kid had many strange adventures. But never one more unusual than when he clashed with Hub Varus, one of the worst, most deadly gunmen in the whole West. This in itself was not strange, except that they were both after the same man, Hub, to kill him. Cisco to bring him to justice. Our story opens in the town of Pine Canyon. It is late in the afternoon, and Madge Maynard, the town belle, is walking to the post office. A tall, shifty-eyed young man saunters across the street to intercept her.
Where are you going, Madge?
None of your business, Jack Cullen.
Mind if I walk along with you?
Yes, I do. I've told you more than once I don't want to have anything to do with you.
It's about time you got over Vin Dobbs. He's been dead 6 months now.
I notice you haven't helped the sheriff find the man who shot him. As you said you would.
The sheriff gets paid for that work. I don't. Listen, Madge. There's a dance next week.
No. Now go on about your business, because I won't talk to you anymore.
Maybe I will someday.
Hey, Jack.
What do you want?
Barris is riding into town.
Up Barris? How do you know, Mel?
I just rode past him. Hub and Vin Dobbs used to be good pals when Vin was running wild. Maybe Hub's coming back to find out the hombre that shot Vin down.
Shut up, you fool. Don't even mention that, understand?
Nobody's around to hear
him. I said shut up. I'll do the talking with Hub. Howdy, Hub.
Howdy.
Howdy, boys.
What brings you back here?
Looks always I ain't much of a hand to answer questions, Cole.
I didn't mean to be curious.
I don't mind answering that one. I hear Vin Dobbs got shot in the back. I aim to find the hombre that done it. So if you two got any idea, let me have it.
Neither have I, Hub. But if we do hear anything, we'll let you know.
I'll take it as a favor.
Get up.
I'd sure hate to face Hub Barris in a gunfight. They say he's just plain murder.
Come to think of it, I got some business up country I better tend to.
I'll go with you, Jack.
Where'd I get my horse? I ain't hanker to face Hub Barris neither.
Pancho, what are you doing?
Pancho counting Pancho's fingers, he's good.
I know that, but what is the meaning of the counting?
Pancho tried to make up Pancho's mind ahead of the time, before we get to Pine Canyon Cafe.
Make up your mind about what, Chico?
Pancho not know whether to have 2 steaks and 3 enchiladas, or 2 enchiladas and 3 steaks.
Oh, I see. Well, if I were you, Pancho, I would wait and see if they have steaks and enchiladas at the cafe.
You still have them there, Cisco. Senor Vin Dobbs served them all the time.
Well, he probably still is serving them, amigo. There is a young senor who mended his ways very quickly.
He said he needed help, you know.
Si, Senorita Madge Maynard.
Uh-huh.
She talked him into buying that cafe and settling down to work.
He's good. Maybe by now, Cisco, say he's a mad and say you've been Dobbs married, no?
I would not be surprised.
Two hombres riding this way, Cisco. We know them.
You know who they are, Pancho. One is Jack Cohn, the other is Mel Drone. Do not care for either one of them.
They ride right in the middle of the road.
Let us not yield any of our side of the road.
Not yield any. Look out, hombre. Do not ride into Pancho.
Then get out of the way.
Pancho, not get out of the way.
I'll show you a fat lummox.
Hey, you fat lummox, too.
Oh, yeah, ho, 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 ho. You, hombre. Apologize to me, compañero, or get down off that horse.
Hey, it's the Cisco kid, Jack.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't recognize you at first, Cisco.
Apologize or come down here.
Well, I don't want no trouble with you, Cisco.
The apology is to Pancho.
Yeah, my error, Pancho. Hope you'll forget it.
Pancho, forget it. You not do it the next time, though.
Next time, you will not get off so easily. Up the other.
Come on, go. Come now, go.
What are they going to town for?
I don't know. But I'm getting an idea, Mel.
Yeah, what is it?
They left here before, right after after Vin Dobbs was shot and killed. Maybe we could make Hub Barris believe Cisco killed him.
Why not?
That's what we'll do. Come on. We'll follow him back to town.
Afternoon, Miss Madge.
Oh. What do you want, Mr. Barris?
Reckon I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
What about?
You don't like me very well, do you? You figured I used to lead your sweetheart astray.
That's all you're here to say. You
know? It ain't. Vin was a friend of mine. He done me a couple of favors. I don't forget things like that. You got any idea who shot him?
No. And if I had, I wouldn't tell you. I'd tell the sheriff.
I reckon you say that, Miss Madge. But that's all right. I'll find out.
Say, Hub.
I'm talking.
You're not talking with me anymore because I've said all I'm going to say.
What's on your mind, Cole?
The Cisco fitness partner just rode into town.
They're over to the cafe now.
Cisco, huh? Well, sure ain't got any love for that hombre, but right now I ain't after him.
You might be. If you knew what we know about him.
Go on.
Cisco left town the same night Vin Dobbs was shot. And earlier that evening, Cisco and Vin had a mighty hot argument in the cafe.
You saying Cisco got in?
I ain't got any proof of it, because that Cisco kid's a mighty slick hombre, but I'd most bet on it.
Yeah, you might be right, Carl. Over to the cafe, huh? I'll go over there right now.
Good steak, Cisco.
Say, Pancho.
Pancho, glad Pancho had three steaks and just two enchiladas.
Say.
You not eat much, Cisco.
I'm not hungry, Pancho. Not after the new cafe owner told us of the murder of Senor Vin Dobbs.
Pancho almost not hungry when he hear that, Cisco. Almost.
I am also wondering why those two hombres, Cohn and Drone, followed us back into town.
Well, maybe they not follow us, Cisco. Maybe they just turned the horses around and ride back into the town, no?
They followed us until we came into this cafe. That Jack Cohn is a sneaking coyote, Pancho.
He good with the guns, Cisco?
I do not know, amigo.
Pancho never see guns like those he wears, Cisco.
There are very few of them in this part of the country, Chico.
Very few, huh?
They are 32 caliber, 7-shot revolvers, originally made by the Moore Company.
Oh?
Pancho, we'll finish our meal.
Huh?
We'll go and talk with the sheriff about Vin Dobbs' murder.
Pancho, finish the meal, Cisco. Who that hombre just come in, Cisco? Pancho seen him before.
That is Hub Barris, Pancho.
Oh, see the gunslinger, no?
Si, Very bad hombre.
Very bad.
He has killed several men with those guns of his.
Then why he not in the jail?
Because in each case he had a clever lawyer who made the jury believe he killed them in self-defense.
We come here to our table, Cisco.
Reckon you remember me, Cisco.
Si, I remember you, Barris.
I hear you left town right after Vin Dobbs was shot.
That is possible.
We not know Vin Dobbs shot, hombre. We not
Shut
know,
up.
Huh?
I ain't talking to you.
I also hear you had an argument with him in this cafe just before he was shot.
Just what are you trying to say, hombre?
Maybe you're the coyote I'm looking for.
Are you saying I kill Señor Dobbs?
He's gonna never kill nobody.
It could be. Not that you'd admit it. You're yellow, Cisco. You'd even take a slap in the face. Like this!
And now you get troubles, hombre.
Say, that is just exactly what you would get.
He's got a gun!
He will have to attend the door. I can help him, but I think I can.
Some of you, hombres, throw water on him. Come on, Pancho, we'll go to the sheriff's.
By thunder, that Cisco can hit hard, Jack. Did you see that punch he knocked Hub out with?
Of course I saw it. I was looking in through the window, same as you.
Hub didn't get no chance to draw his gun.
He will later on, don't worry. From now on, Hub will be laying for Cisco. Here he comes out of the cafe. Let's go over and talk with him. Never mind, Hub. Next time you'll get him.
I'll get him next time. As soon as I can turn these guns of mine loose. Next time's going to be mighty soon. Where's the maverick?
Him and the fat one went down the street.
They went to the sheriff's house, Hub.
Maybe making a complaint against me, the squealing buzzard.
I wouldn't stand for that if I was you.
Who said I'm going to? I don't know whether Cisco got Vin Dobbs or not.
I figure he did.
So do I.
But that don't make no difference. There's light enough right out here in the street for me to get him. And that's just what I'm going to do when he comes out of the sheriff's house.
Here, Cisco. I don't need no help in solving this case.
Very well, Senor Sheriff, but will you answer a question or two?
That depends on the question.
Just where did this shooting of Senor Vin Dobbs take place?
He was gunned down from behind just as he was going to Madge Maynard's house.
By a revolver?
I reckon so. Madge said she heard the report. Said it sounded like a revolver.
Did you establish what caliber it was?
Oh, of course not.
Yeah, it'd be help to know this, Senor Sheriff.
Now, look here, you two. I ain't gonna sit here and be told that I run my business.
Yes, Senor Sheriff. One more question, then we will go. Did you find a motive for the killing?
No question, but what it was to rob Vin. He was making good money at that cafe.
But he told me he never carried much money with him. He said he made sure everybody in town knew that.
All right, Sonny, you two get out of here, Cisco. I ain't gonna listen to any more insults.
We did not mean to insult you, Sheriff. Come, Pancho.
Hasta la vista. Hasta la vista, Senor Sheriff.
What do we do now, Cisco?
We will go and talk with the señorita. Perhaps she can give us some sort of a clue.
Wait, Cisco. Who's that hombre ahead of us? He wait in the middle of the street.
I do not know who he is, Pancho.
Hmm?
Cannot tell from this distance. Dark as it is.
Pancho, I think it's a Dallas hombre.
I believe you are right, Chico. Let us walk toward him.
Look, Cisco. The way he holds his hands. In his arms. Pancho, I think he's slinging those guns.
I am watching him, Pancho. Stand to one side, amigo. That hombre wants a gunfight, and that is just what he will get.
And so Cisco prepares to match the lightning draw of the gunman Hub Barris. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our thrilling story, The Gunslinger. Arriving back in the town of Pine Canyon after an absence of 6 months, Cisco and Pancho learned that young Vin Dobbs had been shot in the back and killed the very night they left. They also learned that they were under suspicion by Hub Barris, gunman and one-time friend of Dobbs. What they did not know was that Barris' suspicion had been planted and fostered by the actual killer, Jack Cohn, and his henchman, Mel Droon. Now, as our friends are leaving the sheriff's office after an unsatisfactory talk with that official.
Cisco, how bad is somebody wait for you up ahead in the street?
Si, Pancho. He will not have to wait long.
But he was a gunfight. And the light not good tonight.
It's no better for him than it is for me, Chico.
But Cisco,
well,
he shoot to kill. You ride to shoot the gun at his hand. He got a big target, no?
That is the chance I will have to take.
That's near enough, Cisco. Stop right there.
Stand back, Pancho. I don't want you to get hit.
Very well, hombre. What are you going to do?
Maybe you're better than I am with your fist, Cisco. But you ain't any better with a gun. Go on and draw.
Pancho scared for you, Cisco. The light no good.
I will get nearer, Pancho, so I can see better. You stand to one side.
Thanks.
I said that's near enough.
Say, hombre. But let us get close enough so our bullets will find their marks. This is much better. Now, I'm waiting for you.
You won't have long to wait, you coyote.
Watch him, Cisco. Wait a minute, Cisco. Shoot the gun right on his hand.
We'll take this other gun of yours, Barris. Empty out the cartridges just to remove temptation.
Hey, you buzzards.
Here is the gun. You may pick up the other one after Pancho and I have left.
You're lucky to be alive, hombre.
Hey, what's that shooting going on?
Come on, Pancho. We'll let this hombre explain to the sheriff. Let us get over to the senoritas.
Cisco said, Mel.
Yeah, said he was going over to the senorita's house.
He means Madge. Come on, Nivlin. We can get out from the shadow of this clump of trees.
I'd be to get Hub to wait till Cisco leaves the girl's house. Then he can gun him down.
No. Hub ain't gonna want to have nothing more to do with Cisco. He might even ride out of town. Hey, I got an idea.
What?
Hub left his horse over near her house.
Feels like he's going after it now.
Listen, Mel. You go over by the sheriff's. Wait there till you hear a couple of shots. Then you go in all out of breath like you've been running. Tell the sheriff Cisco got Hub.
And what you gonna do?
I'm gonna follow Hub. I'll gun with him. And then when Cisco and his partner leave Madge's house, I'll shoot him. Cisco will get the blame.
But to kill Hub?
What's the difference? One murder or two? Besides, Hub might start coming around how we got him to go after Cisco. And the sheriff might want to know why. Do as I say. Get going.
Have you any idea, Senorita, who might have committed the murder?
No, I haven't, Cisco.
Nobody got no idea, no?
The sheriff told me you heard the shot.
Yes, I did. There were two shots.
From a revolver?
Yes, I know enough about guns to be sure of that.
Do you think it was a large caliber revolver or not?
Well, I'm not sure, Cisco. But I do know the reports weren't as loud as the reports my father's old .44 caliber used to make.
You are certain of that, Senorita?
I'm positive.
Old .44 give out a good big bang. And sometimes Pancho stick Pancho's fingers in Pancho's ears.
One thing more. Do you know of anyone who had a reason to kill Vin Dobbs?
No, I can't say I do. Oh, there were people here who didn't like Vin. And while he was pretty wild, but I don't know anyone who hated him enough to kill him.
You are going to marry him, will you not, Senorita?
I... Yes, I was.
Forgive the question, but it may help. Was there anyone else who wanted to marry you who might have been very jealous of Vin Dobbs?
I... Well, Jack Cohn asked me to marry him several times.
I see.
He not a good hombre, Senorita.
But he wouldn't kill Vin.
Did they ever quarrel?
Not as far as I know. But Jack Cohn hasn't got nerve enough to kill anyone.
Gracias, Senorita.
If there's anything more, I can tell you.
That is enough for now. Perhaps tomorrow, Pancho and I will call again if we may.
Any time.
Gracias. Buenas tardes, Senorita.
Buenas tardes, Senorita.
Good night.
Yeah, doesn't even help us much, Cisco.
I think she did, Pancho. Now, the next one we will talk. Who is it?
What's the shot, Cisco?
Over this way, Pancho. We will see.
Somebody lay on the ground, Cisco.
See. Light a match, Pancho. We'll see who it is.
Cisco is the gunslinger. Hope Barris.
Madre mia, so it is.
Cisco, are you in Pancho all right?
Si, senorita.
Oh, I was scared to death when I heard those shots. They sounded exactly like the two shots when Vin was killed.
Si, senorita. Unless I am greatly mistaken, those shots were fired from a .32 caliber revolver. I think we are finally on the track of the killer.
Cisco, Hope Barris shot in the back.
I am not surprised, Pancho. But also, he has a big bruise on his head. I would say he was gunned with first and then shot.
Hey, what do we got here?
Hub Barris has been killed, Sir Sheriff.
Yeah. And then half hour ago, Barris told me you tried to kill him, Cisco.
That's not the truth, Sheriff.
He said you fired at him. Them is the shots I heard.
So you think I killed him?
I ain't got no doubt of it, Cisco.
Well, you're wrong, Sheriff. You're all wrong. Cisco and Pancho just left my house.
Sheriff, did you hear these shots just now?
Well, of course I heard them. I live just down the street.
Did they sound like shots from a .44 caliber?
Well, Well, no, they didn't, but...
Well, I carry 44s.
But Meldrum just told me he saw you gun down Barris.
He lies, Sheriff. And where is this Meldrum right now to make that charge to my face?
I don't know. I thought he was right behind me.
So, Sheriff, if you will come along with Pancho and me, I think we can find that killer tonight. We'll start looking in the cafe.
That idea of mine worked out pretty good, Mel.
Well, so far it has.
Worked out perfect. But now the sheriff's got Cisco and his partner under arrest.
How do you know he's got him under arrest?
Of course he has. The sheriff may be kind of slow going, but he ain't a fool. Cisco will have to prove he didn't get embarrassed, and he can't prove it.
The sheriff will have to prove he did.
What's the matter with you? Nothing's going to go wrong with this.
It can't.
Now, come on. We'll go in the cafe and have ourselves a little celebration.
Wait a minute, Jack. Look, Sheriff Francisco and the other one are coming up the street now. At least it's three hombres. I figure it's them.
Sure. The sheriff's taking them to jail.
Let's get over to the side of the cafe. We ain't in any hurry to get in there.
All right.
We can tell pretty well when they go by us if they're under arrest or not.
This is fine. They can't see us here.
Maybe I am cautious, Jack. But that Cisco kid's a mighty slick hombre.
Shh, here they come.
I still ain't convinced, Cisco.
And Pancho and I will try to convince you, Señor Sheriff.
And Cisco proves 2 and 2 make 7, no?
Pancho's 2 and 2 does not make 7.
Sheriff ain't got no handcuffs on him, Jack. He didn't even take their guns.
You're right, Lou. Look, the three of them's going into the cafe.
Looks to me as if you killed the wrong hombre. You should have got Cisco instead.
No better time than right now to get him.
What do you mean?
I can gun him down right through the cafe window. Then we'll get our horses and get out of town while this thing blows over.
Suits me. I'm sick of this town. Once I leave it for good.
Not me. I made up my mind a long time ago that Madge Maynard's going to marry me someday. I'm coming back. Come on. Let's get over by that window.
Where's your man, Cisco?
He's not here, Señor Sheriff.
Why don't you not see that hombre neither?
I've had just about enough of this stolen. I'm putting you two under arrest right now.
Hey, bullet just missed Parker's nose.
What in blue blazes?
Somebody shooting through that window.
We go after them, Cisco.
Hey, the shortest way.
Cisco, you not jump through the window.
I said by the shortest way, Pancho, this is the shortest way.
And Pancho, come too, Cisco.
My hands are going out the door.
Over this way,
Pancho. Over this way. Come on, Jack.
Let's get out of here.
You will not go far, hombre. I promise you.
Stay.
Now, for you, hombre. You won't get me, Cisco.
That is not only a faltering
murder,
but it's foolish.
What? And
where?
There.
There.
You got him, Cisco?
Say, Sheriff.
But,
by thunder,
this is Jack Cole.
Say, I am sure he will confess to the murders of both Vin Dobbs and Hub Barris.
But, Cisco,
how many hombres in this town carry .32 caliber revolvers?
As far as I know, he's the only one.
Say, his motive for killing Vin Dobbs was just plain jealousy. His motive for killing Barris was to throw the blame on me. There are your prisoners, Señor Sheriff. You'd better put the handcuffs on them.
Cisco, this whole town should be grateful to you.
Gracias, señorita, but there is no reason for the town to be grateful. Pancho and I were lucky enough to hit upon one or two clues.
Lucky enough. I wouldn't call it luck, Cisco. Neither would anyone else who knows you.
Your words are kind, señorita. But let us talk of you. I hope you will not grieve too much for Señor Vindab.
I can't help it, Cisco.
I understand. But I am sure he would not want you to grieve for him. You are young and attractive. You should marry and make a fine home for some deserving senor.
Well, I don't know. Perhaps sometime. Meanwhile, Cisco, I'd like to consider you as one of my best friends.
I am honored, senorita.
And when you and Pancho ride this way again, I want you to be sure and call here.
Indeed we will. Until then, senorita, hasta la vista.
Chico.
Si, Pancho.
Senorita Maggi, nice senorita.
She's a very fine senorita, Pancho. Also, she is very talented.
What does it mean, talented? What?
Well, in her case, it means that she plays the piano beautifully.
Oh, see, si, si. Pancho, I like to hear the senorita play the piano. What is the word again, Chico?
The word is talented.
Talented. But Pancho, talented too, Chico.
Oh, you are talented, amigo?
Oh, si, Pancho, talented. When Pancho, a very young man, Pancho plays the accordion. Pancho play and sing for the dancing.
Oh, is that so? Did you play well, Pancho?
Pancho like it, but Pancho got to stop playing the accordion.
Why did you have to stop, amigo?
Well, Pancho either got to stop playing the accordion or stop eating.
I do not understand, Chico. What did eating have to do with playing the accordion?
Pancho like to eat, and that makes Pancho get a big, fat stomach.
See?
So, that one, Pancho stopped playing the accordion.
What did that have to do with your music?
Every time Pancho played the accordion, Pancho started to cry.
Why, Chico?
Because when Pancho squeezed the accordion, it pinched Pancho's fat stomach.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, is he
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.